End. There are many festivals in and around Prague celebrating all of the facets of the city imaginable. But until this weekend, there was never a festival that feted the city itself. Now, the Oslavy Prahy, or Celebrations of Prague Festival, is going to do just that. The three-day festival aims to turn Prague into what its organisers describe as a paradise of music, film, theatre, art, sports, science, fashion, adrenaline and dance. Christine Falvey reports.
Preparations are underway for probably the most wide-ranging festival this city has seen. On Friday, Prague's Old Town Square will be the scene of performances by a dozen top Czech bands, as well as magicians, exotic dancers, the Prague Children's Orchestra, and music by Prague's adopted son, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. There will be tasty morsels from Czech chefs. The best-loved Czech who never lived, Jara Zimmermann, will not be missing, and there will be much, much more. The celebrations of Prague continue across the Czech capital during the weekend. The festival's main organizer, Robert Kozler, explains what it's all about.
Today, tomorrow and the next day we are going to celebrate the capital city of the Czech Republic. That's the main idea, because every important metropolis in Europe has its own celebration, as do many Czech towns and even villages. But until now, Prague has lacked a comprehensive celebration that would showcase the city with all its galleries and museums, all its history and future and life, and fully open it up to visitors from both home and abroad. So we decided to do something about that, and that's why I'm able to sit here now and proudly say that as of today, there is something beginning that will, I hope, become a true tradition for the nation as a whole.
Snad do budoucna i národní tradice oslav hlavního města Prahy.
Mr. Kozler is no stranger to demanding feats of organization. He is the founder of the music and theater festival Mezi Ploty, a popular annual event held at a psychiatric hospital that is now in its 18th year. And in terms of scope, Celebrations of Prague has seemingly impossible goals. The festival will open doors to the public across the city, staging events at all of the main theaters, galleries, and museums. There will be opera singers and ghosts wandering around the old town streets, walking poetry tours honoring this country's Nobel laureates, and seemingly impromptu concerts taking place all over Prague, from the zoo to the so-called Smíchov Beach. But the ambitious event will not be bankrupting the city, as Mr. Kozler explains.
We are talking about around 6 million crowns. That's thanks to the many artists, writers, scientists and so on who we've worked with over the years on Mezi Ploty. All of these people are doing this now either for free or at minimum charge. The reason why is that this celebration isn't just a bit of irreverent fun. It's something that shows Praguers and Czechs in general their roots, their history. It's a check on our excessive modesty and a reminder to ourselves that we are good for something in this country. There are things we are good at, and not only do we belong in Europe, but we have molded it, and that's the way it's always been.
Czech radio and its historic premises will not be missing from the program either. Within the scope of the celebrations of Prague, our doors too will be open to visitors from 10 to 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Christian Falvey there with news of the first ever Oslavy Prahy Festival and news of Czech radio opening its doors to the public. I may well do a spring clean of my desk.